told that girl that we'd moved to Paris, and now we rent a flat in the 6th of Bondi's Farm. That girl doesn't see. Is that look in my eyes a lie to forever understand the nature of that man? Yeah. For this girl's eye, I'm not trying to be careless. Got to see her cry, it's the last thing I want. She never would believe. That man, yeah. I'm so sorry, but I've got to teach you this lesson. This lesson on the nature of love. Of love. Better bad, better bad, better fundamentally bad. Some of us on the yoga. But for the most part, we are there. Bad, bad, bad. We're all together bad. The truth is hard to say now. The truth must be said. Oh no. She doesn't make a sound as I shut that door softly. Step out from the street. A bad sleeping Spanish town, she never would believe. That my eyes, I lied, forever understand the nature of that man.
Next one's called The Other Side.
Too, any color except the color blue. Cause none of them colors seem so new. Except for the blind, for them they do. Oh no. Well, I'll let that music come take hold. And I'll let that music into my soul. And bring back that fiddle stage. And wait for all the preaching out. My mind before I breathe. Gonna see these messages I gotta receive it out. With my eyes and open wide. But I met up on the other side, oh no. Yo, Brian! It's like an igneous rock home from Laos. Like a little baby for mama and pop of the music will come the truth. But with the other side, can't show views and love and sense. Oh, you just never wanted to let go. you're searching. Nobody's finding nothing on the other. On the side through time and space, acting like a sacred place. We go to dive at a place to ask me why. God retreats me fair, and our friend is always there. God is make believe, but the meaning never would deceive. Oh no. Mama, pop up the music will come the truth. But the other side can't show you that love is just, oh, you just never wanted to let go. We're all searching, nobody's finding nothing on the other.
Thank you very much. This one's going to be on our new EP that we're about to record in a couple weeks. Usually it requires crowd participation, but the medium that we're using makes it so that's going to be difficult. This one's called Do It. Our drummer forgot how the song starts.
It's that new. It's that new. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I always tell you that you're beautiful. You don't believe a word I say. You always tell me that you're crazy, love. But you should know I like it that way. I don't know why you try to tell yourself that I really don't care. Only gonna break your own heart here. Plus you should know I'll always be there. And when you went away, I found myself dreaming that I could regain your love. Feels like yesterday I was still searching, praying to the Lord above. I feel like the king of Arizona, and you feel like my queen. But baby, it's all I'm trying. And if I'm the type of guy that you could fall in love, for the love of God, please do it.
Do it!
'Cause I'm the type of guy who could hold you in my arms all night. For the love of God, let me do it.
Prove it!
And if I'm the type of guy that you could fall in love, for the love of God, please do it.
Do it!
'Cause I'm the type of guy who can hold you in my arms all night. For the love of God, let me do it.
Prove it!
Prove it!
You are listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt, and this is Locals Only. I'm here live in Studio 2A with Sun Lunas. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely a pleasure to be here, Matt.
So let's start off with introductions. Tell us who you are, what you do in the band.
All right, I guess I'll start it off. Matt, you already know me, so this isn't fair, but my name's Alex Ecker. I am from Tucson, Arizona, here where we're recording, for all of you international listeners out there. I play guitar and I sing for the band, and I currently attend law school, and I like long walks on the beach.
My name's Justin Dietrich. Everybody in the band calls me Dieter.
Dr. Justin Dietrich.
Dr. Justin Dietrich. I'm a medicinal chemist at the University of Arizona. I do drug discovery, but in the band, I'm the bass player, so I'm actually the first member. I'm the first guy that's ever met Alex Hecker, and it's been interesting ever since, if anybody knows him. The word Hecker is almost like the F word, because it can mean so many different things when somebody says it.
You can't say that because of FCC rules, Dieter.
I don't have a mic, just...
All right, hang on.
My name's Nico Mastrandrea. I'm a grad student in pharmacology, toxicology, and I like to play the drums.
Yes, he does.
Man of many words. I'm Salvador Lopez. I play trombone. Recent graduate from the University of Arizona, my master's degree in trombone performance. So kind of living the dream, I guess, right now. This is what it's all about.
I'm Brian Hicks. I'm the saxophone player, and I am a saxophone performance major at the University of Arizona also, and that's
me. Hey, this is Christian Lopez. I play bass trombone for San Lunas, and I am a trombone performance major at the University of Arizona.
So you have quite the eclectic mix of scientists, musicians, and then one law student mixed in for good measure.
One aspiring law student.
So, Alex, why don't you tell me a little bit about the history of the band? How long has it been together? Is this sort of a new incarnation of the band?
Yeah, this is right now the sort of the newest form of Sun Lunas. I've been playing with Dieter, as he mentioned, since I was 17 years old in various different... arrangements of groups. We started off in a three-piece, and then it's sort of like addictive adding new members, because you start with one and the next thing you know you're at six. So yeah, here we are.
So were there particular directions that you wanted to move in when you decided to put this lineup together, or was it sort of an organic process ending up with this particular alignment?
Well, initially we just had an alto sax player who was playing with us, and then we went into the studio and sort of reinvented the wheel. We brought in Dieter's friend, a guy from Michigan, a guy named Rick Smith, one of the most phenomenal sax players and organ players, and he just sort of helped us find our sound in a big way. And then we brought in the Low Bros and Nick Mastrandrea, and they just sort of helped us kind of find what we're doing now. And then of course Brian Hicks shredding away.
And you mentioned that there's a new EP that you're planning on recording. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're about to record an EP up in Scottsdale at a friend of our guy named Scott Leader, his studio up there, Brick Road Studios. And that should be ready, hopefully, by Christmas or Hanukkah time.
Your Christmas album.
Yeah, it's not a Christmas album, though, but...
So are there lessons that you learned recording the first album that you're hoping to apply this time around on the EP?
Well, hopefully we can get someone to stand in as a singer on this one. We'll find someone different to do it. But, you know, it's just take time and be careful with everything you're recording. And but then also at the same time, several months later, don't be too hard on yourself. It's really easy when it's, you know, finally memorialized to beat yourself up. Yeah.
So are all of the tracks that are going to be on that EP, are they finalized at this point, or are you still figuring out what's going to make the cut?
We're sort of feeling it out right now. We generally know the four songs, but we're still arranging them right now.
as a general rule, do you guys write things collaboratively in rehearsal? Or, Alex, do you come with sort of the frame of the song and other people fill in the parts?
I can handle this one. So, so generally, Alex comes with a song and he thinks every song that he's ever written has been the best song that he's ever written.
And it's true.
So he basically comes in and we rip him apart for about four practices and to the point where he's almost crying. And then we change it so much that at the end it's not even his song anymore.
No, it's
most
not.
Of the time.
Usually it's just Dieter's song. No, but I sort of sketch out some words and a melodic structure, and then as you said earlier, it just grows organically with this band. We have so many smart musicians in this band that my dumb idea somehow eventually becomes something that is listenable.
Do you find that when you guys are writing songs, are you writing them with the sort of studio version in mind, or are you thinking about what it'll sound like live or some combination thereof?
I think the natural tendency as a writer is to hear the studio version with the string quartet in the back and, someone shooting off a cannon in the middle of the song sounding like, 1812 Overture or something. The natural inclination is to go sort of imagine the big picture, what the final product will be. And the exciting part for me is seeing what happens with it live.
I think that's actually one of the reasons why we're going to the studio we're going to, because Scott Leader is really phenomenal at picking out your hooks and really arranging it for a CD. So
absolutely.
We have a lot of horn players and a lot of people that like to solo. So in the studio, you have to kind of pick where all those things are going to go.
Exactly.
So if people like what they're listening to and they want to find more of your music, do you have somewhere online where they can go to find that?
Absolutely. And thanks for reminding us to plug that stuff, because I'm pretty awful about that. First off, they can go to sanlunestucson.com, which is our new website. That's it, right?
Yeah.
And actually, a friend of ours, Wesley Kai, designed it for us for free, so I figured I'd drop his name. Also, we're on Facebook. Just look up San Lunes. S-A-N space L-U-N-E-S. And then we also have a YouTube channel, I guess.
What he's trying to say is you can find it on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's it. I forgot the biggest one. Yes, we are on iTunes.
All right. So also, if you like this particular performance and you want to be able to listen to it again, there'll be a podcast up on the KXCI website a couple days from now, most likely. So head on over to KXCI.org and click on the Locals Only tab, and you can find this and all the other live performance podcasts. I know we've got a lot of music left, so we'll get back into it. But before we do that, real quick, I want you to plug the show that you've got coming up this weekend.
We actually have a couple shows. We just found out we're playing a show up in Scottsdale, a.k.a. The Dale,
tomorrow
at 9:30 at a place called The Rogue Bar. Apparently, it's got a very small parking lot, so keep that in mind. And then next Saturday, we're playing a show here at the Hut with our friends in the Tryst and the History Machine. Saturday, July 23rd, 11:15. It's going to be a blast.
According to the signs over at the Hut, it's the Alex Hecker's birthday show. Alex Hecker's plural.
Exactly. There are several Alex Heckers who are celebrating their birthday.
Yeah.
I was pulling for it to be called the Birth Stravaganza, but that didn't really pay for
any
reason.
So with that, we'll get back to more music. Thanks for listening to Locals Only. We're here live in Studio 2A with San Lunas until 10 o'clock. So here's more music.
Living it up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Hang on. Something wrong with my guitar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Travel with me, old friends of mine. We love the girls and we leave them behind, yeah. All we need is a bottle and a couple of six strings. May not speak the language, the locals might not be friendly. Nothing in this world will ever prevent.
was ancient times. Turn off the phone and hit rewind. All we need is an old North Starter guide. May not find a way home. Old friend don't desert me. Nothing in this world will ever deter me. That you could have it all, but I'm telling you right now, it's not that easy. 'Cause a man has just got to God's hands out. 'Cause you can only push me so far before I know exactly what I've got to do. And you can only push me so hard to myself. Forget the memory. No, I can't forget that truth. I can't forget that memory. It's that memory that leads me away from you.
This one is called Last Girl. This one's on our upcoming EP as well. I can adjust this microphone.
Super new. Debut is on Chris's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's Chris's birthday today.
Wow.
A big man. All right.
Slow.
I once loved a girl, I broke her heart. Cause after all, I was just a boy. She was innocent and such. Hearts get broken, but I couldn't help myself but feel that joy. I went by a house to drop off her goldfish and retrieve my sweaters from a trembling hand. That mascara trail down her cheek didn't stop me. I just watched those dark drops fall in the dry sand. She didn't understand that itch. She didn't understand that anger that young men feel when they start to wonder if their life could improve. They could do a little better. So I broke her fragile heart all for something extra. In a coffee shop, I was toward, when I drank in her warm body with my eyes, and she sat down with me, I was so excited, but I had no idea that I was in for a surprise. Unexpected, I was feeling strong. She was a Trojan horse inside my city walls. Unexpected, but we built that night with song. But the gift I got was the start of my fall. I didn't understand the switch. I didn't understand my new lover when she began to question. She had made a blunder. If her pride could improve, she could find someone better. So she broke my fragile heart. Oh, because I let her. So if my last girl could see me now, now because she know I'm broken hearted. She's dreaming, she's still tears. I knew what she'd have been for. And if my last girl could hear me weep, my cries would sound to her like beautiful music. It sounds so sweet. Oh, I just cries when I walk out the door. The ruins of my city are growing dark, reduced to rubble, rubble and ashes, all because I let her in my heart. I didn't understand that switch. I didn't understand my new lover when she began to question whether she should find another. If her life could improve, if she could find someone better. So she broke my fragile heart. Oh, so if my last girl could see me now, I'd smile because she'd know I'm brokenhearted. She'd be redeemed. She'd see those tears like the ones she cried before. And if my last girl could hear me weep, my cries would sound to her like beautiful music. She'd sound so sweet. Oh, I have those cries when I walk out her door. Take us home.
All right, thank you very much. We'd now like to welcome to the microphone the lovely and talented Kristen Islas, who will be joining us for the tune No, 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 which you can get on our album, which is on iTunes, which you should buy immediately. We're called Sun Lunas. Little subliminal messaging.
One, two, three.
beautiful kiss, the beginning of an inevitable doom. And then I see her, she winks with her green eye. I won't even have to try. I just walk up and says, baby, how you doing? All this I was my boy. I don't feel me quite like a woman scorned. She says, no, 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 I'm not down. Thank you, Kristen. All right, so this next one is also off our new EP. It's dedicated to a friend of ours who has great hair somewhere out there in California. The song is called Is That Something? Stagger through the days since you left. I can't seem to drown my sorrow. I know a bottle, it won't mend my broken heart, but it'll numb it until tomorrow. The barkeep's been my confidant for 6 or 7 days. I gotta settle up my bar debt. Man, my wicked ways, yeah. So instead of that blurry vision from the whiskey on my lips, I gotta find myself a woman so these memories won't persist. And I'm stumbling, stumbling. Try to make my way across the floor. And I'm stumbling. Need your love, babe. Get me back to that place I was before. That's something. Indolence
left me penniless. There's no one left from whom to borrow. I know that love, my only real solution, it's a bitter pill to swallow. Rocky's he's been my confidant for 6 or 7 days. Gotta settle up this project, spend my wicked ways. So instead of that throbbing headache and the vomit on my shoes, gotta find myself a woman. Hey girl, I think it's you. Across the floor, and I'm starving. I need your love there to get me back to that place I was. Something that you need to say, Dr. Justin Dietrich on the bass guitar. And I'm stumbling, and I'm bumbling, as I try to make my way off the floor. And I'm stumbling, I need your love there to get me back to that place I was. Something that you could be interested in. It's easier for me than it's ever gonna be for you, mostly because I'm used to lying. Tomorrow morning when that sunlight shines in your room, I'm telling you now there's no need for crying. Just get so sentimental, it's out of your head. One and one now, we used to be two. Glad we did it, but people get lonely. It's just cause I call you doesn't mean we're getting back together. Sometimes people need their pleasure. Just learn to disconnect your body and your mind. Women can't separate sex and emotion, or it's just not fun. Nights are conducive to these kinds of people. Late nights are when people really favor me. So come on over for my lover. If we can do this in the goose down covers, just hold on. It's the beginning or the end. Yeah. Women can't stop doing sex and emotion. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with San Lunas. They'll be with us until 10 o'clock, and I know they've got more music to squeeze in, so we'll keep the talking to a minimum here. Alex, I wanted to reminisce with you for a minute. I've known Alex since he was in first grade, and I know this next song you're going to play is inspired by something that we shared in our past, so I want to give you a chance to talk about that.
Well, that thing that we shared in our past is, of course, Old Orangey, as the Latin department lovingly referred to it. This next song is on our new EP that we've talked so much about, but sort of in a less stripped-down form. This song's called Zeus. And basically it's Latin via Ovid has been the inspiration for more things than probably it should be.
Yeah, well, it's very fitting, Alex. I remember when you first started playing music, when you would bring your guitar to school on Fridays and have Folk Fridays. Where the two of us would sit alone and all the cool kids would be somewhere else and you'd just be playing old Woody Guthrie songs. So
that's right.
You've definitely come a long way from there.
Have I?
I'd say so. With that, we're going to get back into to music here. Again, you're listening to San Lunas. If you like what you've heard, you can hear them at sanlunasmusic.com or check them out on Facebook or download this performance as a podcast. Go to kxci.org and click on the Locals Only tab. So back to San Lunas.
All right. Thank you. This song's called Zeus. In Greece, there was an old couple took in a stranger, and their kindness made old Zeus very pleased. He said, I'll give you one wish, anything you want. They just wanted to die in each other's company, peacefully, maybe in their sleep. Now we're all born believers, but most of us are skeptics. We read between those lines, we don't see the words. That's why most of us grown-ups are so set in our ways. It's the children that learn. It's the children who learn. So say from disbelief, be the one that I run to when I find the things I love are untrue. Yeah, save me, cause I can barely breathe. As we age, hearts grow more broken, so I'ma put it right out there in the open that I need you to believe in me. Now I almost gave up believing on a rainy Friday evening when I heard that I had lost part of my family. Now I don't think that I blame him, but I knew it'd never be the same again. And I curse this world and everything that be, but eventually it made sense to me that we're all born believers, and if you lose your faith, you won't make it. I can almost hear his voice just urging me on. So for the memory of my brother, and with the help of my father, belief is what will help me to stay strong. I'm gonna carry on, I'm gonna carry on. So save me from disbelief, that I run to when I find the things I love are untrue. Yeah, save me, cause I can barely breathe. As we age, hearts grow more broken, so I'ma put it out there in the open that I need you to believe in me. And then, of course, here we have a medley to take us home. of a song called Shoes, and of course, Lawn Time, which is about my now barren backyard. All right, ready? Shoes. 1, 2, 3, 4. I put on my shoes so I can get away from you. Just get away from this place and from every last thing you say. I put on my coat, 'cause baby it's cold outside. It's not as cold as this place or the earth that I once loved. That sun, I'm scared for that moon. The moon's light as it shines always leads me right back to your door. Shoes on my feet and the sun up above, I'm provided the strength to live out in this world alone. No, I can't get away from you. Put down my shoes, I put on my shoes. So I can't get the play the rose.
Don't you ever leave me alone. Why don't you do to me when you're screwing me, but it's been true to me. And I'll be true to you if we can do all the things you love us to do. Oh, 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 oh. Sometimes I get nervous thinking about it. Lopez on the bass trombone. Summertime, when you're feeling fine, what's best is what's on. It's just you lying there without a care. Let me get you a drink. It's just a margarita pequeña, and then I'll play you a song. It goes on and on till the summer's gone. Sometimes I get nervous when you're happy.